hollow loud, water wall sound. Bring the roof down, then surf the crowd. Twist it like a dread, bust a couple heads, make a little bread, then go to bed. What y'all is, how y'all lame? What we is, almost fame. Who am I, what's my name? First name Brad, last name James. Living like kings, doing big things. Verse start to end, dollars start to sing. Birds flying high, look at the sky. Living life high till I die.
Underground rapper. I got that right? Or best solo rapper. Best solo rapper. His name is Hash Brown.
What's going on, y'all?
How you doing today, man?
Doing good.
You doing good? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling great, man. We got some rain today.
Right? That was kind of random rain, actually.
It was really random, but it was nice.
It's always nice.
You know what I'm saying? So got the mosquitoes out again.
Yeah. That's not ever fun.
That's not a good thing. But
so, tonight is the night, man. I want to get into that in a little bit, you know,
okay.
But
yeah, definitely.
I mean, how you feeling, you know, toward that? Are you?
I got an email saying they're going to have free food like before they open up the door. So that's really
Ram
what
approves.
I'm going for.
Ram
yeah.
approves.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go probably eat more than my share and wait and see what happens, man.
All right. Well, you know, there are a few other people in your camp. For those of you who don't know who are listening, Hash Brown, also known as, you know, Jedi Master, is a part of THEM, which is the Houston Elite MCs. Tell people about that, because I know there are a lot of confusion. Some people think y'all are a Wu-Tang Clan. I get that a lot.
We're more of a collective. We're more Dungeon Family than Wu-Tang. So it's not like a group, per se. It's just a collective of artists. Me, Floss, John Doe, Kid the Great, Thurgood Wordsmith, Rob J, Naya, Hipphonics, E-Wood.
Got as many members as
it's
Wu-Tang.
A lot, yeah. we got just about as many members as Wu-Tang, but, you know.
I mean, but y'all don't, like, y'all collab on each other's stuff, but it's not like y'all don't make nine.
There's not we have done a mixtape earlier on. A lot of people probably don't have it, but we haven't per se done an album together.
In the works, maybe?
We've talked about it. We've talked about it a couple of times this year. And you know, it comes down to scheduling and being in an organic process, not just doing it just to be doing it. But yeah, you know, everybody I've talked to in the clique is up for it. It's just a matter of
just,
you know,
getting it down,
making it happen. Yeah,
definitely. I know how that can be. Let's for people, you know, who are new to Hash Brown, what made you want to become a rapper?
No one's ever asked me that.
There you go. It's the first on the Brad Gilmore show.
Yeah.
Happens a lot.
I guess it was just like, at first it was just the thing to do, like freestyling, with my friends from high school, listening to Screw Tapes, listening to Swisher House, and trying to emulate that, you know? And then it kind of just grew. I've always loved music. It just kind of grew from there. And really finding my voice is figuring out like what kind of artist I want to be and what kind of message I want to convey in my music. And then really it's just to be able to make relatable content. I think like a lot of rap music misses out on just your ordinary things that everybody goes through to talk about. And I kind of feel like that's my niche, you know. So that's kind of like the reason I wanted to get into it, because I kind of felt like, you know, I could speak on some things that, or do things a little bit differently than it's been done
now,
before.
Now, I noticed like a lot of people, like, you know, they have a lineage or they have a family history of music. I mean, is your family musically inclined, or were you kind of like the first?
Actually, like my mom can play the piano, my aunt can play the piano and the violin, my grandmother played the piano and organ in church, like when I was young. That's, you know, those are my first kind of memories of music. And then, of course, my dad sang at my church, but he had the record collection, so it was like music was always in my house, like always.
Yeah.
So yeah.
He had stacks of those 45s.
Man,
I know my dad has like 300 just 45 stacks.
I have his collection. I took it from him a couple of years ago, and he wants it back, but you know that's gonna be tough.
Yeah. I don't know if you're gonna just let go of that.
First, yeah.
So I mean, you talked about like early Screw Tapes. You talked about Swisha House. Like, what are some of your biggest, you know, maybe more lyrical influences?
Well, I mean, lyrically, definitely like Scarface. I feel like he's like my favorite. He's my favorite Houston artist of all time.
Just period.
Like, I've always been a Scarface.
What is it about Scarface?
He's lyrical, but I guess not in the sense of like metaphors and like punchlines and stuff. That's kind of like popular now. But he's lyrical in the sense that you feel what he's talking about, and it's more relatable. It's like he gives it to you in a way where it's, you know. He gives both sides of it. Like, he doesn't just talk about the street life from like a glorified aspect. He talks about the pitfalls and what you know, some things that's wrong that goes on in the streets that it could go wrong for you, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So sort of more of a Pac than a Biggie.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, I like Devin. I mean, Devin talks about stuff that people relate to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he's trying to go over your head all the time. It's just good music, you know what I'm
saying?
So,
would you say, like, you know, just because you're talking about Scarface and Devin, would you say, like, your palette is more like you like things that aren't, like, super, like, you know, using
like
all these,
everything.
Like, multi-syllable
words? I like a
lot
of stuff. Well, yeah, I like you know, your crazy rap patterns and cadences and stuff like that. Like, I like a little bit of everything. I think that kind of comes out in my music. It's not... You can't really pinpoint one place I get my inspiration from, but I like all kinds of hip hop, man, from down south to East Coast to West Coast, Midwest.
Who's it in your opinion right now? Just number one nationally.
That's tough, man.
It is tough
because at any given moment, somebody can.
Most recently,
I think that the BET cipher, Eminem, kind of just showed that. On any given day, he's just better than everybody
else.
Yeah.
What was your favorite? Was that your favorite cipher of the BET?
Oh, that was the best cipher. That's the best cipher they've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to do any more unless they're going to do like I think the Roc Nation one hadn't been done. Like, if they had J. Cole, Jay Electronica, and Jay-Z, like, that would be kind of cool to see. But other than that, it's like, why even?
Because like Yellow Wolf and then Royce.
They all killed it.
Crooked Eye.
Yeah.
All of, what do you call it? And then I like Budden when he started going fast on us.
Yeah. Because
you weren't expecting that.
Yeah. He doesn't really rap like
especially
that.
Especially with Budden. All right. Well, you have a new project coming out.
Yes.
In 2 weeks.
Yes.
And it's called Break Something.
Yes.
Correct. But this is a... Is this your first LP? No, this is your second LP.
This is my second official LP. Official album.
The first one being Sounds from the Backseat.
Sounds from the Backseat, yeah.
And that was back in 2009?
That was the end of 2008.
2008?
Going into 2009.
Oh, okay, wow. So you've taken your time definitely on this project.
Most definitely. Or no, you're right. It was the end of 2009 going to 2010.
Okay. Yeah. But, what's taken you just, you know, have you just made sure that every little detail is perfect?
I've been working on, actually, I started working on Break Something a couple of months after I put out Sounds from the Backseat. So it's been almost 2 years. Then. Yeah, I mean, off and on in between. I've dropped, you know, Rapmare and Relationship in between them, but I've been working on it in the background for a while.
How does it feel, though, now that it's nearing release? You have, you know, 2 weeks.
It's fun, man.
Like,
when I got the master disc from James at Wire Road,
Shout out James Kelly.
Yeah, shout out James Kelly. I felt wonderful. But then again, like the next day I was like, it's not over because, you know, the real work begins after you put it out. And it's a lot of work creating awareness and making sure people know it's about to come. And then what you do with it after that point is really the difference.
Do you feel like that's where most local artists kind of fail with their records, you know?
I wouldn't say fail.
Because to me, a lot of people are just kind of like, all right, I recorded. Finally, I just put it out there.
Yeah.
No promo. Barely any promo. And
yeah,
then after they put it
I
out,
think
they're
it's
like, okay.
I want to say it's a failure. I think it's an opportunity for some people to build some sort of awareness around their project and get people genuinely interested in what it's going to sound like and what it is, and you know, versus just haphazardly dropping projects. Man, it kind of feeds that machine of like music is not really, you know, music is more disposable now because people drop so many mixtapes and whatever. What is the true worth of your the eighth mixtape you dropped this year. Like, who cares at that point? Like, yeah. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I feel like if you take your time and make something, I guess, a little bit more quality and you make it bigger than what it is, then when you drop something, it means a little bit more than, oh, I did this mixtape last week, I'm going to put it out next week.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
I mean, it's just like, who cares? But
that's
like,
cool.
I mean, you actually kind of took like an album release approach to, I feel, to Ratmare.
Yeah.
You kind of built it up a lot.
Yeah,
lot.
Definitely.
And that came out almost a year ago, right?
Yeah, that was about a year ago, around the same time. It came out in October last year.
How was the response from that?
I thought it was good. I think I could have done more after the fact. But I think I hit it on the head as far as like building up the release and having a lot of interest in it. So, you know, it worked, you know, I kind of found like a little theme and ran with it. And
now I'm going to tell you a personal narrative here. All right. This is a personal story. It was about a year ago. It was February. Never mind. It was February.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. February 14th. Right?
Yes.
It was Valentine's Day.
Yes, it was.
And I woke up pissed off, not only because, you know, I was, you know, out of a relationship
at that
time.
Somebody broke your heart, man?
No one breaks Brad Gilmore's heart. Shit. You tripping. No, I'm joking. No, but
that was funny.
That's not completely true, but going back on it. So it was February 14th. I was in the choir at my high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go around singing Valentine's Day grams to everybody who ordered one. And I was so – I sang My Girl about 400 times that day and really wanted to commit suicide at the end of it. I said, fuck the Temptations. I hated them after
that.
Wow. But then, though
– I have a similar story.
That morning, I got an email from you
mm-hmm.
that had relationship in it. And I'm telling you, that's the only thing that got me through the day, because I was singing all these, like, love songs to all these girls or whatever. And then I just put on, you know, a Quail Hunting or something.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, just get the pimping going. You know what I'm saying? So I want to commend you on relationship.
Appreciate it.
Because
really
to me,
do,
whenever it came out, I was like, this is the best project I've heard locally.
I really appreciate that, man. I think a lot of people felt the same way when it did come out. It made a lot of sense. And I think it was well overdue to actually give a realistic depiction of a relationship on the day that it's just a bunch of bullshit.
That's very true.
It really, I mean,
timed it right.
In my opinion, it's always been bullshit. I've been in relationships on that day, and, you know, it could be a good thing, but for the most part, it's just like,
it's
whatever, man. Yeah, it's whack.
It's definitely.
It's whack.
Yeah, relationship. Okay, where'd you get the title from?
Well, this is the word relationship, but I got it because I wanted to, you know, like, music being art, that was kind of like my angle.
And did you produce the whole thing?
Yes, I did produce the whole thing.
Or, excuse me, Jedi Master produced the whole thing?
Jedi produced the whole thing.
All right, well, definitely dope. Well, speaking of that, you know, you have two songs out for Break Something, which are Death Penalty.
Death Penalty and...
And the one with Guilty Simpson.
Break the Chain, yes.
Break the Chain. Right now, I actually want to get into the Death Penalty here. And tell the people listening a little bit about the song and your inspiration.
The song was it's produced by Y Phoenix. He was one of the producers that goes to the that participated in the Space City Beat Battle. He actually played that beat at the battle. And I think that night, after he played it, I ran up to him. I said, hey, man, like, if somebody's not using that, like, let me get on that. And the song is kind of... I guess it's a metaphor for leadership, you know what I'm saying? And if people view you as a leader or in a top position.
MCs, hipsters dressed in drag, dipped in swag, talking about where the cypher at. Don't make me laugh aloud, you're whacking, you're proud, and all that talking down dog won't ever be allowed. Respect is earned, not given. History is made first and rewritten. I personify real spitting. Oh my God, oh my God, and most of y'all didn't know I go so hard. Rap Van Winkle, y'all slept too long. Let's get take it to the stage where we drop bombs. This is the calm before the storm, above average to the norm. I'm a savage Jason Bourne, contract killer, but I'm calm. Watch your words like teleprompters, nightmares and real monsters. Hash will break you off, something proper. I guess it's just the penalty of leadership. Yes, I'm worthy of this wonderful shit. Stones in your glass house with rap style to smash mouth. Thor's hammer to your dome until your punk ass black out. Let's let's compare stats. I took a format and copied to a floppy disk. I'm okay, take it as a diss. My baritone conceals the fact I'm really pissed. Your catalog, unmixed bullshit with no hits. Talk crazy if you want, dog, I'm not a bitch. Married to the game, yeah, we got hitched. This is PC rap, I spit some real shit. Ill with the pen, chicken shit rappers turn Cornish ends. Welcome to the lion's den, Mufasa in this bitch. Ain't no way I'm not the best. Citywide, nationwide, full of pride. And there's a reason why you're scared to coincide on the feature. Afraid if we get together, I might beat ya. I'm down the middle, over the plate like Tom Seaver. Fuck your non-believers. I guess it's just the penalty of leadership. I guess I'm what niggas wanna be and shit.
It's gonna take a lifetime. It's gonna take years.
Done some things and said some things.
It's gonna take a lifetime.
And forgive me. Forgive me now. Forgive me now. Forgive me now. Some things and said some things. Forgive me, forgive me now, forgive me now, forgive me now.
Check it. Where do I begin? Right where it ends. No longer lover, maybe still friends. Cause of what I done, cause of my mistakes. Can't be replaced. Tears on your face, hurt in your voice. Due to my choice, didn't feel right. I was all wrong, clutching your palms, trying to make you calm. Yeah, I dropped the ball, I regret it all my fault, cheating never won. Selfish, young and dumb, wind from your lungs. You deserve better, never have I ever known a person that would still want me after that dark chapter. Hard I was after, now that I'm lacking, chose better action, should've been a man, not a little boy, trying to fill this void. Gotta hear your voice.
And said some things. Forgive me. Forgive me now. Forgive me now. Forgive me now. I've done some things and said some things. Forgive me. Forgive me now. Forgive me now. Forgive me now.
You know, dealing with forgiveness is a difficult thing. Yeah. You know, somebody did something to you, or you did something to someone else. And the only way you can get past that point is if the one person grants the other forgiveness. You know, nobody's asking you to forget. You should never forget. Never. But if it's real, you should be able to forgive. You know what I'm saying?
And said some things. Forgive me. Forgive me now. Forgive me now. Forgive me now. I've done some things and said some things. Forgive me. Forgive me now. Forgive me now. Forgive me now.
Send them to the wake, they can view your body. Dressing all white, hey, look at your caddy. I'm a real nigga, nigga, you know
why. Let the bodies hit the floor, I
kill this shit like drowning pool. My paint's so wet, sitting in that slab. I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that cake for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got next slab, you can see me crawl. Let the bodies hit the flow. I kill this shit like drowning pool. My paint's so wet, sitting in that slab. I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that cake for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got next slab, you can see me crawl.
Just like an infant, sitting on inches. Mario Luigi, I keep me a princess. King of the slab, y'all niggas just princess. Getting to the money like a nigga be printed. M-O-E said nigga be mo. Rolling up good, so I'm finna meet Tro. Keep lean on me, so I'm finna meet Joe. Headed to the bank, so I'm finna meet Joe. Can't be broke, so I gotta get paid. Need a rubber band just to hold my shit. Add a little mo to the door I just made. Need a rubber band just to fold my shit. That's why your hoe wanna hold my dick. No less than a phone when I pull my shit. M-O-M, yeah, I know my shit. Money on my mind, yeah, right, no shit.
Let the bodies hit the flow. I kill this shit like drowning pool. My paint's so wet, sitting in that slab. I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that cake for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got next slab, you can see me crawl. Let the bodies hit the flow. I kill this shit like drowning pool. My paint's so wet, sitting in that slab. I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that cake for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got next slab, you can see me crawl.
Everybody know me in the hood as well as the burbs. Big body slap is selling the curb. So fresh, so clean, I'm smelling suburb and yelling the words. UGK for life, R.I.P.P.I.M.P. Disrespect that boy and I'll fuck you off just to put it plain and simply. When you see me coming around the corner, sitting in the foreign that you never heard of. Leather seat so fresh that the guy just died of pee to want me for murder. And the wood inside that bitch brand new cause we just killed a tree. So you already know that the motherfucking EPA ain't feeling me. But I'm in the building, G. Matter of fact, I'm on the leash. And it's already understood when I step the fuck out on them streets. Tough guys start tucking their tail and all that talking seats. Cause they know them gladiators coming, so all they want is peace. You don't want it with Beta, nigga. So stop pretending. Cause Beta ride from the start of it till the fucking ending. I pull a pistol and pop it and leave you stinking on the ground. Face down, stiff, nigga, like you planking.
Hold up. Let the bodies hit the flow. I kill this shit like drowning. My paint's so wet, sitting in that slab. I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that cake for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got next slab, you can see me crawl. Let the bodies hit the flow. I kill this shit like drowning pool. My paint's so wet, sitting in that slab. I make this drowning look so cool. Keep that cake for the haters that hate, cause the haters that hate wanna see me fall. Never like walking, so I quit walking. Got next slab, you can see me crawl.
Killer Collion, Ed Smoked Out Luger, Ed Buzz B, Trillo G, Big Dick Cheney, R.I.B. to the Trillo G, P.I.M.P.C. Trill niggas don't die, we get fly, get more money, you get no money. You know what the fuck this is? Run it.
Run it. Here's some irony to you. I took her, then I screwed her. I got the teacher trying to pay to be my private tutor. I hop up in a Jag 230 after class. She gives me extra credit just to make sure I pass. She tends to get mad, but to me she's just an ass. And she tries to catch him, but I tell her feelings would be bad. And we can't have none of that. And this student teacher pimping shit. Heard what I said, this a student teacher pimping bitch. Know you like that, tell her I'll be right back. 8:30 a.m. gotta take a week nap. And she don't even bother. My pimp game is stronger than Samson with steroids injected. Yeah, bitch, on a roll. Teachers wanna choose, so I get chose. Hit her with this dick, then I stroll. Cause she already know how the fucking game goes. So she ain't talking about fun when she say that I'm bold, motherfucker.
You can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, 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 you can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, 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 you can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, 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 you can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, 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 you can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, 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 you can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, bet, bet,
you can bet, I'm the teacher's pet. After school, fool, I get tutored on sex. She got hooters on deck, and my ruler gets blessed by her breath. Yes, and I pass every test. After all the kids left, I smashed on the desk, bent her over, and exploded all over her chest. Her sex be the best, cause she experienced the principal's furious. But we ain't giving a fuck, she be thicker than a bankroll. Weight cold, 30 years old, like a pro. She gets pinkier than a freak show. Had me blowing my load on the commode, rubbing my nose with her nose. I've been told niggas get chose, but I didn't know that she could be so bold. Now I'm in detention, fuck no.
You can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, 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 you can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, 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 you can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, 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 you can bet, bet, I'm the teacher. Bet, 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 you can bet.
I'm the teacher's pet.
While y'all was sleeping on the bleachers, I was creeping with the teacher. Had her knickers around the sneaker. Got my dick in it, put it deeper. Charles Dickens, I didn't read it. It was a sign, I just declined. Bent her over, slapped her behind. She was 40, but she was fine. Poured some wine out the thermos. Wrote her note, not in cursive. It was perverse as I was in nervous. Getting detention, she right in my service. Right in her office like Ricky Gervais. Some dirt jerks try to perturb us when I pull out my fucking ruler and try to serve them.
You can bet, bet. I'm the teacher's pet, pet, pet. You can bet, bet. I'm the teacher's pet, pet, pet. You can bet, bet. I'm the teacher's pet. I'm the teacher's pet. I'm the teacher's pet, pet, pet. You can bet, bet. I'm the teacher's pet, pet, pet. You can bet, bet. I'm the teacher's pet, pet, pet. You can bet, bet. I'm the teacher's pet. I'm the teacher's pet. I'm the teacher's pet, pet, pet.
We're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show with Hash Brown.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
We played Death Penalty.
Yeah.
We played Forgive Me Not.
Yeah.
Talk about Forgive Me Not. We were talking about during the break. It's in 3-4, which is weird.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Because virtually every rap song ever in the history of rap is in 4-4.
Yeah, 4-4.
Common time.
Yeah, that beat is 3-4, so I had to rap a little bit differently than I normally rap.
You know what, though? You know, it's in 3-4, and you produced, like I said, Jedi Master produced the whole thing.
Yeah, Jedi, so right Jedi's now, a fool with it, man.
Right now, I want you to pass the mic to Jedi, and I'm going to have to ask Jedi a couple questions.
All
right. Last week on the Brad Gilmore Show, we had Jack Freeman.
Yes.
Who just dropped his album, Lenny's Juke Joint. And,
yes, that's incredible. Go get that.
Shit, you're telling me, man.
Go get that.
That album is ridiculous. One of the better records that come out in a long, long time.
Yeah.
But especially in Houston. What all did you produce on that album?
I produced the beautiful interlude, mm-hmm. and then I produced and it's my favorite song too. I think it's number 3. I forget what it's called.
Lonely?
Lonely, yes.
Yeah.
I produced those two. Actually I co-produced the beautiful with Chris Rockaway.
All right.
Rockaway. Basically Rockaway is a genius, just off top. But but that original beat for the beautiful interlude, he reconstructed it basically. Because I sampled something and put the drums and bass and all that stuff to it. And basically it has more of a live feel now. So, and me and him have actually done that a lot lately. We're going to do that a lot more.
You and Chris?
Yeah, me and Rockaway. You know, I'll bring something to him and we'll figure out how to replay everything in it and, you know, give it a more original flavor. But yeah, man, that album is incredible from start to finish. I know Free from Nice Guys produced on there. Jack actually produced on there as well.
Yeah.
So it's a true R&B and soul album in my opinion, you know.
I mean,
rare.
It's not Trey Song. If you're a fan of R&B today,
R&B today is not really R&B.
It's pop. Like,
yeah, it's pop.
Why do you think they were classified as R&B?
Because they're black.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah.
I mean, is that the difference between, I guess, Justin Timberlake being pop and Chris Brown being
R&B? Yeah, if Justin Timberlake was black, it'd be considered R&B.
Well, then I have another question for you. Why is Robin Thicke considered R&B?
Because he sounds black.
All right.
He's got soul.
And he married Paula
Patton. And his dad is Alan Thicke.
I know. Which has no soul.
Which has, like, nothing to do with anything, but, yeah,
but
I don't know.
Growing pains.
Growing pains, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Which he wrote. I think his dad wrote some of those, like, theme songs back in the day.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And, yo, Lil Leo was on that show. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo was on that show.
You know, I saw him.
How do you even know that?
I don't know. I know random,
like,
shit.
Growing pains. How old were you when that was on?
I probably like 2.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, growing pains, man.
Like I said, you know, I mean, I was talking to an associate of yours, John Dew.
Yes.
And he recommended J. Edgar to me, the movie J. Edgar, new Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. I got to see that too, man.
I saw that on Sunday.
If people don't know the history, man, that's a character.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not going to say he's a good character, but he's a character.
He's
man.
Psychotic, but he's a genius.
Yeah, he was crazy at the same time.
But let's get back into this music stuff. So you produced on Jack's new album.
Yes.
Who else have you produced for locally? Let's go local.
Local, D-Lo, Rock Show, Les, who else? Jack, Thurl, Floss,
John.
Pretty much everybody in them.
Yeah.
Trying to think who else. D Risha. I've got some stuff with D Risha coming out on his next project.
Super lyrical cat right there.
Yeah, D Risha. Big up to D Risha, man. I'm doing some stuff with D3 from Dirty and Nasty.
Okay.
Me and him are supposed to be doing an EP. I'm producing an EP for him. Ton P, I'm working with. Should be doing something with Uze soon. I'm trying to, as far as Houston goes, and I'm glad people are listening, man. I don't know what my preconceptions are, like, with other people, but, like, I'm not hard to find, I'm not hard to work with, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I would actually prefer to produce for all of the talented people, the people that I like and respect, you know what I'm saying, music-wise. I would love to work with anybody from Houston that's doing something dope. You know what I'm saying? So just to put that out there, you know.
Definitely. Anybody, any upcoming MCs or singers listening, get at them.
Yeah,
what's your Twitter?
Man.
Give me your Twitter real quick. At Jedi Masters.
At Jedi, it's JETTIMASSTYR. And then you can follow Hash Brown at I Am Hash Brown on Twitter.
Definitely.
Have something come out with Killer soon on
okay.
his next mixtapes. So
what do you think of Killer Calione?
I think Killer is a beast. I think he's a beast, man. I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be the new, I'm good, man. He's going to be like one of the, he's going to be like one of the big guys in Houston. In the same breath of Pimp C, UGK, Scarface, Devin, Bun B, like, I think he's one of those guys for, I guess, the newer generation, even though he's not technically, he's
That's
not
what I'm
new.
Saying. He's been around for
you know
a
saying?
While.
He's not new, but I think he fits in a lot more well with nationwide, what's going on in rap nationwide, and he's still rooted in Houston and in Houston culture. So I think, you know, he has the potential to be, you know, one of the greats from the city, man.
What do you think of Killer's ace, Dobeezy?
Dobeezy. I got something on his project. I'm working on his project, too.
The Blue Magic?
Blue Magic, yeah. I know I've sent him one thing. We're supposed to get in soon and try to knock out a couple more and, you know, give him something to pick from. But yeah, I think, man, Doe is dope. Doe is a beast, too. So it's kind of funny that they're running together because they're
right?
both beasts. You know what I'm saying?
Run it. No pun intended.
Run it, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of people are saying, I know Dobeezy's nominated for Best New Act, Houston Press Awards.
I think he's New Act and Best Mixtape.
And Best Mixtape.
Yeah.
Would you say he had the Best Mixtape? I'll put you on blast.
Wow. I'll tell you who I voted for in Beck's Mistake. I voted for Candy Paint.
Texas Place 2.
Texas Place 2. But.
Which Dobeezy contributed to.
Yeah. But I will say, as far as a new artist, and it being his first mixtape, I would say that he probably had the best first mixtape in the scene. Him and probably Uzi had, like, as far as like their first project being released, you know, on a big scale. They had the best stuff to come out of Houston, in my opinion.
No, I haven't dived into too much of the Uzi's catalog yet. I mean, definitely
she's
that's
dope,
a recommendation.
Man. Yeah, she's dope. Their tapes and Big Trouble. I don't think that's D Rich's first mixtape, but I mean, Big Trouble is dope as hell too.
Yeah, I mean, he's super lyrical.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I said earlier.
Definitely.
So, how would you describe your production style?
My production style is emotional. I try to invoke some sort of emotion, and I try to contrast that with my drums. I think I have really hard drums, and then I really have an ear for melodic samples, soulful samples, rock samples, like anything that has like strong chords in and a strong melody. I try to contrast that with hard drums and keep it hip hop, and that's kind of like my sound. You know what I'm saying?
Any like particular influences from producers?
Oh hell yeah. Shit.
Top five producers.
Ooh.
Always a question.
Jay Dilla, right. DJ Premier, Organized Noize. Pete Rock. I'm gonna say Mike Dean.
Okay.
He doesn't get enough love. He's up there.
You know, recently in the Houston Press, there was the rap round table,
yeah.
which asked best producer. And looking through it, the majority the majority was Kanye West is the best producer right now.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think, being a producer rapper. I think Kanye is very versatile. I think he's probably the most versatile on a mainstream level. But then again, it's like, it's kind of, as a producer, it kind of gets convoluted because some of these bigger names, they have so many, they have a production team, you know.
Yeah.
Granted, Kanye is probably the driving force behind all of his production, but I mean, he has access to things that, like me, I wouldn't be able to pull in an orchestra or get a John Bryan or a Mike Dean to play the cello on my beat, you know what I'm saying, to do something crazy musically. So I think they're in a position to be the best because they have access to the best stuff and the best people. But Kanye's up there, man. You can't deny it. I wish Kanye would do more production of other artists to kind of solidify that form of where they went, where they took hip hop. It was dope, man. They're rapping, like Jay's rapping on like a techno beat. Like this shit was insane.
What do you think about their lyrical content? A lot of people said they couldn't relate to it because they're such on money. Because they really are on money on that record.
Yeah, on that record. I mean, it's luxury rap. It's an expensive rap record. But there are songs that there's more relatable content, like
The New Day,
Why I Love You, New Day. You know, there's some real stuff on there. But hey, man, I mean, what do you expect? You got to talk about what you know. And if anybody knows about Maybachs and all that kind of shit, those two definitely know about that. You know, I'm not questioning if they're lying or not.
When Jay said, you know, the Nets could go 0-82, and I'm looking at you like this shit gravy. I'm like, that's some money talk I will never be able to say.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You can't really relate. But then I think it's very entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you've seen like any of the clips from the Watch the Throne tour, like they're putting on a great show. So it's like rap is music. You know what I'm saying? I think the true hip hop heads get caught up, and me myself, sometimes I get caught up in like, man, it's not real. It's too commercial. But then sometimes you want to be entertained and they definitely supplement for that.
I mean, are you going to attend the Watch the Throne tour when it comes to Houston?
I want to. Yeah. I find some tickets. Somebody got a deal on tickets. I definitely want to go, man. Like, Those are some of my favorite artists. And I think Jay is not like a mystery. I think Jay is the best MC of all time for a lot of different reasons. I know a lot of people don't agree with that, but
go into the reasons. What do you think?
I think body of work, albums, you know, flows, lyricism, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm not going to say he's like the most intricate, extreme lyricist out there, but I just think like, he's just my favorite, you know? Like, out of everybody, he's just my favorite.
So you think he excels, like, in lyrical content and in albums and body of work? You think he excels over Eminem, who you said just literally said?
Body of work, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Why say that?
Eminem has some, like, Slim Shady is dope. Marshall Mathers is a classic. And then it kind of, for me, it tailed off. Like, after Eminem show, it tailed off, and it was just like, I don't know what's going on. Like, it's not really a knock on his music. I just couldn't get into it like I was into it.
Like the Relapse record, a lot of people couldn't get into that one.
Relapse.
Just based
Recovery
on.
was a little bit better. I think Bad Meets Evil, the shit with Royce is, that's better than Recovery and Relapse, in my opinion.
I mean, technically, he definitely
went back to like just killing shit, and that's what I want to see him do, you know. All the other stuff, like the silly singles that he always does, I'm kind of over that. You know, that's just me, though.
But
I think, I mean, comparatively, I mean, you got Reasonable Doubt, you got Blueprint, you got Black Album, you got American Gangster. You know, I thought Blueprint 3 was a decent record. You got the Watch the Throne. And then, I've heard that he's supposed to be working on a new one. So it's like, I think his body of work is a little bit better.
Album for album, I think. I want to talk more about Jay-Z when we come back from break, but right now I want to get into, you know, the second single.
Okay, cool.
Break the Chain with Guilty Break Simpson.
Yes.
Talk about how that came about.
Guilty is, you know, I'm a Dilla head, so anyone that's worked with Dilla in the past, I'm automatically going to listen to their music, you know what I'm saying? But Guilty is dope, man. He's definitely, I compare him to like Beanie Siegel or Scarface. But of Detroit, you know, he has a street element in his music, but he also has like a message, you know what I'm saying? And he's dope lyrically. So I just reached out to him, man. Like it was a shot in the dark, but I reached out to him, got his contact info and exchanged, you know, exchange info and send him the track. And one of the biggest compliments I've actually gotten was in that email back and forth was, you know, he said something like, finally, a feature that's talking about something. And that made me feel good. He really genuinely wanted to do the record. And it wasn't just about the money or, you know, whatever it is. So that's how that came about, man.
And Jedi did the beat?
Yes, he did. Rockaway co-produced on it. I know it's not on the cover art for the actual single, but he played a couple of things on the song, too.
All right. Yeah. So right now this is Break the Chain, Hash Brown featuring Guilty Simpson of the 313. Yeah.
Yes.
Here on Local Live Houston, Brad Gilmore Show.
Disappointed. Black folks anointed, and the self-hatred turns global. Countries built off the work we did in their soil. Now we disgrace our humble great-greats with material spoils as the white man drills for oil. From kings to rappers, doctors to trappers, lawyers to actors, moonwalking like Michael Jackson. Blacks love to move backwards, thinking rich but not wealth, smoke and drink everything benign health. And slaves paid the cost so we can walk around like the boss. White tees and chains, same thing, we took a loss. Knowledge is power, but we would rather floss. Strength in numbers, but we hate whoever makes it to the top. Crabbing the bucket of chicken like fuck it. And if we loved us, we do better for us. Support us, force love. Black on black slugs, meet your brother with a mean mug, but not a hug. For crimes in the slums where murderers bust guns. I wasn't blessed with a trust fund, so we trust none. From the same city where cold cats die in the summer sun. They play the corner like a bump and run. I'm where the politicians never come. Street mayors campaign while rain gets the mold wet, toasting over price champagne. Feeling so vexed. Tension is thick with one mention of rich. It's like they program, hit me a lick, get me a brick. Later get the enemy hit like this, a new dope man. I'm in a strange place, gangs of different hues, but I'm still confused, they had the same face. Killing themselves, inner city hell with cells and get cast in cells. From broken homes, baby daddy, baby mothers, the family structure in destruction. Young brothers not using brothers, giving birth to youngins, enslaved with no hopes to break the chain. Music videos engraved in their brains. The kids actually believe what we saying. While education isn't obtained nor maintained. Drink the Kool-Aid, smoke the kush like we hitting the same strain. We should urge progress in a government suppressed by economic depression. No wonder people stressing. Survival day to day is a test we ain't ready for. Like when the levees broke, response time was a joke. I ain't proud to see my folks selling dope, strung out on coke. We once was royalty. Every day above ground should be a symbol of hope. Break the chain, I can't cope. I can't cope.
Christine posed a good question. How long is this wonderful weather going to last? I'll show you the extent of that you're going to like coming up here in just a minute. Medical Center, beautiful blue sky. It's 70. Dew point of 42. Remember, the dew point is a measure of the moisture in the atmosphere. Dew point in the 50s is when it really begins to get comfortable around here. Dew point's down in the 40s, and it's getting dry. You can get dry skin, chapped lips pretty easily in this type of weather. Friends would.
Brush on my defense, shit shower shave, double check I look decent. Caught a couple losses but I've never been defeated. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
spirit, make a gesture to Jesus. Took a turn for the worse, then I swapped. Got a hug from my mama, handshake from my pops. Kiss from my nieces, dap from my nephew. Step into the booth and bring you something new to step to. I'm known to kick it, so I'll kick it off now. Triple crown style as I'm sipping on crown. Lift off the ground with this Kristoff sound. What I'm doing now, you can watch trickle down. Top of the food chain, change like a moon ring. Fly like I'm Liu Kang. Damn, it feels good to be a man that can do things. Like a boomerang, I keep it coming back. What, you thought I'm done with rap? Nah, don't confuse me with the two-pump chump. I'll be around forever like that time of the month. If you thought that I was done, well, I must have pulled a stunt. Cause I'm always coming back, do exactly what I want. Connect with all types, black, brown, white, yellow. Master of my language, linguistic type fellow. Church on Sunday after fucking up my liver. Thorough good words, Smith the definition of enigma. Awake in the AM, brush on my teeth. Shit shower shave, double check, I look decent. Caught a couple losses, but I've never been defeated. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make a gesture to Jesus. Took a turn for the worst, then I swapped. Got a hug from my mama, handshake from my pops.
This is a Bass Heads exclusive.
All four, sweet shows and get a little dough. Got a lot of clothes in my wardrobe. Nigga, you sick, bitch, I'm comatose. And I do the shit with my eyes closed. She got thighs exposed. I had to pull and ask her if she down the road. She like, hell yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. She got some drove. I'm like, care to share? She like, for sure, we can't take it there. Next thing you know, we on the floor laying bare. The liquor's knocking out. Guess who popped in? When she stepped in, she like, hey friend. She like, hell yeah. We like, hell yeah. 2 minutes later, having a menage a fair. When we see them girls, they be like, hell yeah. We brighten up their world and they like, hell yeah. It's tighter than some curls in your girl, hell yeah. We shining like a pearl in this world, hell yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. She like, hell yeah. He like, hell no. I'm like, I don't care. We like, hell yeah. You like, hell yeah. They like, hell yeah. Hey, let's take it there. Kind of dude that'll kiss and tell, but I feel compelled to say it was good as hell. I had a pin to tail on the donkey. Them girls showed me that monkey. After I ate it up, you know we later fucked. Then talked all night till the sun came up. She had a good personality, never told me no fallacy. Said that her name was Valerie. Got that macking up out of me. I was spitting like a speaker spell. Her homegirl, well, she was fine too and was quite swell. Her name was Chantel. Had her up on the mantel. And her man tell me shit, oh well. I'm aware, dude, that I had her in the nude. But if she was down for you, then she wouldn't be down the screw. Like a great tape, she was like the Great Lakes. Flipped her like a pancake, stirred her like a damn shake. Like an earthquake, shit was falling everywhere. Woke up with no underwear, underwear under there. I'm like Tony Blair, got niggas running scared. You like Huggy Bear, I got your girl like, hell yeah.
When we see them girls, they be like, hell yeah. We brighten up their world and they like, hell yeah. It's tighter than some curls in your girl, hell yeah. We shining like a pearl in this world, hell yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. She like, hell yeah. He like, hell no. I'm like, I don't care. We like, hell yeah. You like, hell yeah. They like, hell yeah. Hey, let's take it there. When we see them girls, they be like, hell yeah. We brighten up their world and they like, hell yeah. It's tighter than some curls in your girl, hell yeah. We shining like a pearl in this world, hell yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. She like, hell yeah. He like, hell no. I'm like, I don't care. We like, hell yeah. You like, hell yeah. They like, hell yeah. Hey, let's take it there.
CPTP2 team running in this motherfucker. What it do?
What it do?
Yeah,
fell in love with the
game, extra to marry me, Harry Winston the instant. You can tell by my clarity, my diamonds BSE just shining from grinding. Hustler, if you're pine, I'm selling, my pockets swelling, I'm stuffing them. It's crunch time, when it's lunchtime, I'm in the lunch line. Front line with a dime, bitch, fine bitch, looking diamond from the A-time. Gorilla, yeah, I got the monkey balls like a playground. I spit it like a K-round. Haters hating, so I'm waiting, strapped with the K-round. And best believe she fucking and sucking with killer K-round. Them slams got her popping, she watching me like a Samsung. She, you better recognize like the song Samsung. Sneed, I'm on this good Cali weed. Inhale, exhale, kush smoke when I breathe. No less than a super bad bitch when I breathe. Cause killer killing shit like breed. Hook, please. At ease, salute me, nigga. Dress to kill like the sniper trying to shoot me, nigga. Can't find me, then I must be where the loot be, nigga. Life's a bitch, I'm trying to get her out of two-piece, nigga. Realest nigga till they box me up and suit me, nigga. The devil's a lie, we'll ask some who the truth, me, nigga. Killer, over-exaggerated, fake-ass niggas. Y'all just a bunch of Betty Crocker cake-ass niggas. At ease, salute me, nigga. Rest to kill like the sniper trying to shoot me, nigga. Can't find me, then I must be where the loot be, nigga. And T, tipping phones, trunk waking, breaking bars off. Like my homeboy, Young Sam, I'm breaking bars off. Running red lights, trunk pop, breaking bars off. Slab rider, red paint, that's a bad bitch. Haters looking at me mad, that's some sad shit. Butter recline, looking good, I'm on classics. No credit card, I pack plastic. Blocker! At ease, salute me, nigga. Rest to kill like the sniper trying to shoot me, nigga. Can't find me, then I must be where the loot be, nigga. Life's a bitch, I'm trying to get her out of two-piece, nigga.
Team running with it,
suit me, nigga. The devil,
ladies and gentlemen,
the truth, me, nigga.
Dope easy.
At ease, salute me or shoot me. I'm in the zone like a 2-3 trying to get with a loopy. I'm so authentic, no Snoopy. And my flow so retarded, I got other artists calling a bargain trying to recruit me. Real shit, no dookie like these other rappers rapping lies. Put me in any group, bet I be Michael with the Jackson 5. I'm stacking grind, I stay fresher than a baby white. Went from mean shoulders, turning them down if they don't pay me right. The one they hate the light, cause when niggas shining, I take the light. Jump in the booth and break the mic like change when kids break a bike. Ride from day to night, arms swollen from when I shake the Sprite. Now my cup tastes like mud, big swishes, bright bud. About to light the city up like a Christmas tree light plug. Smoke weed in these nightclubs like it's legal. This new nigga coming to jack the city like Nino. Keep a cake, no Reno, flow sick, no chemo. And I keep them tools on me like I work at Home Depot, motherfucker. No beats.
Dressed to kill like the sniper trying to shoot me, nigga. Can't find me, then I must be where the loot be, nigga. Life's a bitch, I'm trying to get her out of two-piece, nigga. Realest nigga till they box me up and suit me, nigga.
We can't.
Walked in the door from a mighty long day. I can't take it no more. Nothing else is going my way. But then you lay your hands on me, and all my troubles go astray. And then you make love to me. Next to you I lay, as we lay. I just wanna watch you sleep, 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 sleep. Oh,
Without you, I'm lonely, girl. You're the only one in my world.
Yo, we're back on the Brad Gilmore Show. Hash Brown, Jedi Master, in the building. Swag.
Swag.
All the way. So, people don't realize that not only are you a rapper who's nominated once again, everybody, for Best Solo Rapper in Houston.
Houston Press
there's
Awards.
There's hundreds of rappers in Houston.
There's actually thousands.
There's thousands. There's probably,
probably
thousands.
Millions.
There might be at least 1 million rappers in Houston.
At least.
And they narrowed it down to 8.
Yeah.
And you were one of the 8.
I was one
Were you surprised when you saw that?
I was a little bit surprised at the category that I was in. Not really. I mean, I had a feeling I felt like I was going to get nominated for something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I didn't know until they posted it, man.
What was your reaction?
I was happy, man. Like, I was genuinely, I felt like I had won already. Because, I mean, to get recognized out of all the talent that's in Houston is that's a big deal, because there's a lot of people that, you know, I know it caused an uproar on Twitter and people were like, man, I should have been on it. And yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's a lot of people that should have been on it. But then again, everybody can't be nominated. Everybody can't win. There's only going to be one winner tonight. So, you know, I was definitely happy to be recognized, man. It's just a recognition. I think it's a culmination of hard work and quality music. And hey,
I mean,
the people spoke, man. People nominated. Yeah. Exactly.
People
nominated me,
stuff.
So I got to shout out the people that wrote my name in.
Right. Like, I mean, you're up there against Bun, against Killa, against Trey the Truth.
Yeah,
against,
man. That's tough competition.
Fat Tony's nominated, right?
I would assume he is. Yes.
Tony and
I think so. Yeah. He should be.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah. Congratulations. I want to personally congratulate you on that.
Yeah,
I think
I appreciate it, dog.
I think when it came up, I sent you a text or
something.
I was
happy as hell.
Yeah, it was definitely, real quick, actually, I had 2 numbers from you in my phone, and I tried to call you the other night, and some other person.
Yeah, I went, see what I was doing. See what happened was I was balling. for like a month. I had 2 phones. No, I'm just joking. I was working at T-Mobile, you know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay.
I had 2 phones, and then that situation changed, so I went down to the bases.
Well, whoever has your old number is a dickhead. I don't know why, but he is an asshole.
Yeah, I think a lot of people call there, and because I've gotten people that have like, did you change your number? So, I mean, I tried calling you, and this dude was, but most people do have my other number, too.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. But what I said, Hash Brown.
Sorry about that.
Hash Brown, you're also a mogul in the making. Or you might be a mogul.
I'm in training right now.
You're MIT. You're a mogul in training.
Yeah.
And you do the Space City Beat Battle.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. How'd that come about?
There used to be something called the Houston Beat Battle, 2008, 2009. And then the guy that was doing that, he stopped doing it. And I actually met Black Rose at that battle. Actually met Tommy Bumps at that battle. So one day, you know, me and him were throwing some ideas around, me and Black Rose, and we were just like, you know, let's do a beat battle. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things. Why wouldn't it work, you know, in the same way that, you know, your speaks and one mics and turning heads and all these other showcases, they work. So why not do something for the producers? So it was kind of a no-brainer. Then, you know, we got T-Piper involved. He helps out with the promotion of it and to make sure it looks good. You know,
shout
what I'm
out to T-Piper.
Shout
that
out
guy's
to T-Piper.
Everywhere.
He's got his hand in everything, man. Yeah. He's definitely a mogul in training as well. Yeah. But that was just the premise, man. We were like, we did our first listening event at Cellar Bar. So basically, we had like 4 producers, including myself, showcase beats, and as a pre-event to a battle, and have people sign up and formally sign up and send in their beats and get selected. And then the biggest thing was getting judges that would actually bring validity to the event. You know, we've had the R, we've had S1. He produced for Kanye and produced
Power
on
record
the Throne,
Beyonce.
And he produced on Beyonce's record. So we've had him as a judge. Illmind was the last person that we had. We've had Sci-Fire. He's done a lot of records for local and nationwide artists, and he's from Houston. So through those types of connections, it makes the event something special, man. So that's kind of in a nutshell what it's been like. And it's been instant success. I've been a part of a lot of different showcases that you kind of have to do it a couple times before you make some money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But Space City Beat Battle has been in the black since
because
day
y'all
one.
Are definitely the only beat battle there is.
Yeah.
You know, the only
we plan to keep
producers.
It that way. You know?
Yeah. You know anybody listen, don't bop. Don't bop off the idea.
We plan to keep it that way. We're doing it semi-monthly. The championship should be in December. We're just trying to lock in
so
a judge.
Is that going to be episode 5? Is that going to be the Revenge
well,
of the Jedi?
Well, that's going to be the championship. So okay. Basically, we're going to invite all the people that have won in the past and the runner-ups of the past events back for the championship. So,
and is that going to crown the
best? We're going to crown the Space City Beat Battle champion of Houston, Texas, 2011.
Okay,
and then
dope.
Next year, we'll
and that's
going to
be in December.
Yeah, that's going to be in December.
All right, definitely. And then you mentioned One Mic.
Yes.
Tell people about One Mic.
One Mic started from humble beginnings, man. We 3 years about 3 years ago, we did a monthly every first Monday night of
wow.
all nights at Dean's Credit downtown, and
I know exactly where that
we've
is.
We've had a lot of artists, including yourself, a lot of artists that are nominated tonight.
Three-time veteran.
Yeah, or One Mic Houston alumni, and we plan to spread that love even further, you know, get some more people in there so they can get that One Mic under their belt, because we've kind of made it to where it's going to be it's a stamp, you know, but it's something that people want to be a part of, and that's just been a blessing, man.
I mean, it was January the 14th, 2011, was Speak 2, and I literally got up on stage before y'all's big THEM set at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I say this with all sincerity. I would not be sitting here interviewing right now if it wasn't for you and John and David putting 2011 on that first One Mic that we had.
Definitely,
that started everything
man.
for me personally. So
appreciate
I want to, you know, thank you definitely for that.
No problem.
And I know... I talked to you, you know, off the record recently. Are y'all doing anything with One Mic?
Yeah, we're doing something, man. I've actually got a show that I'm doing, and it's not an official One Mic event, but you know, since I'm a part of it, December 17th at Main Stage Live.
Okay.
This is actually for my first time.
Announcing
it.
Okay. Right. Exclusive. Once again, first time on the Brad Gilmore
Show. Saturday, December 17th, Main Stage Live. It used to be Sammy's.
It's a 2015 Maine, right?
Yeah, 2015 Maine. It'll be THEM, The Nice Guys, HISD, Dope Easy, and Uzi.
Wow, that's
stacked. DJ Don in the mix.
The DJ Don in the mix.
That's all I'm going to say right now.
Wow.
But look for tickets to go on sale very soon. Got some boutique support in the city. They're going to help out with promoting it. So it's called Witness Progression. That's
okay.
The name of the show. So
definitely
it's going to be a party, man. Just, you know, when I get more details, definitely come out, have a good time. It's going to be something you can just go to and be there all night. It's going to be great.
Definitely. Well,
but
look out
back to
that.
One Mic Houston, February 2012. We're going to be putting on something huge. And we'll have more details coming soon. Yeah.
For those of y'all don't know that y'all brought some dope acts. Y'all brought El Prez,
the Boy Illinois,
Raekwon.
We've had Raekwon, Blue, Jay Davey.
Yeah.
Roast Spit out of I think he's out of Detroit. Yeah, we've had some people, man. We plan to do the same thing. We're gonna do it more on a multi-tiered level. It's not gonna just be rap. We're gonna have something for DJs, something for producers. Something for clothing lines to come out and set up their merchandise. Let the stores, your SF2s, your Check Others, Soul Purpose, Sucker Punch, Premium Goods, let them set up tables with their stuff. Really, it's going to be a celebration of the hip-hop culture in Houston.
That's dope.
As a whole.
Shout out Tommy Bumps.
Yeah, we're kind of moving away from just the one-off shows. We'll still do shows, but we're trying to do something where it's like a festival-type event once a year in Houston. And something that we can grow to compete with, not compete, but be like your South by Southwest and your A3Cs and your CMJs where they have these hip hop themed events and everybody from everywhere comes to your city.
Yeah, for that event.
So that's what's coming in February. We're going to be reaching out to everybody, man. We, you know, our team is very, very extensive as far as like observing everything, you know, and who's doing what. So, you know, to all the artists, onemikehouston@gmail.com, send your hottest songs now, because I promise you, like, within a week or 2 weeks, it's going to be rapid fire, and we're going to need to set up slot times and try to get everybody that's anybody on stage and definitely make sure Houston's represented, but also bring in some big names from other markets nationwide to, you know, to help bolster it up a little bit.
Definitely. Well, definitely. Well, yeah, everyone look out for that one mic and Space City Beat Battle in December. Look out for the Witness Progression.
Witness Progression.
You know, since we're just talking about these upcoming events, I'm just going to drop a few upcoming events we got in our great city. We got great events in our city. My first one actually involves you.
Wow.
We got the Break Something Listening Party and Interview at Check Other Outfitters. That's 2507 Bagby.
Yeah.
It's hosted by you and
Brando from Dana Dream.
Shout out to Brando. Yeah, my bad for not responding to your text, homie. That was my bad. Because I know you know that I'm not busy. All right. Anyway, but yeah, Dan Dream, Check Out the Outfitters present, you know, the Break Some LP. It's a listening and it's a live interview event.
Yeah.
Special appearances from the featured guests.
Yeah, the people that produce on and then featured are scheduled to appear. We're going to have free food, catered food, soul food. We're going to have free drinks. You know, if you're of age, get your drink on.
Unlike me.
I'm going to be watching you.
Music by Turning Head Radio's local live radio's own DJ Arsenic.
DJ Arsenic on the ones and twos all night. Shout out to him.
He's the official/unofficial DJ of THEM and RSA.
Yeah, he's the go-to guy.
Yeah.
When all else fails, Arsenic can do it.
Definitely. So that's coming. That's November 19th.
That's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
I gotta look out for the local. Gotta look out for my alma mater. Gotta look out for No Surprise.
Do it.
No Surprise, for those of you who don't know, is helping out Lamar Dance Theater at Lamar High School. He's teaching there now, and they have their Lamar Dance Theater student choreography concert next Thursday at 7:00.
That's dope. I didn't know he was doing that, man.
Yeah, definitely. Big shout out to No Surprise.
Shout out to Nosa, dope artist. He does a lot of stuff. He does a lot of stuff like that. Like, he does the We Give a Jam with Sucker Punch out in Pearland. Like, it's a good cause for the kids, man. It's always a good time.
Yeah, so shout out to No Surprise. But this is the big one for me. This is Speak 1 year anniversary. Speak 8.
Wow, y'all made it to a year.
We made it to a year. Fitzgerald.
Congratulations. Let me be the first to congratulate you on air. That's a big deal.
It is. 1125 Fitzgerald's. That's 2706 White Oak Avenue in the Heights. Doors open at 7. It's free for over 21.
Oh, man. Look who walked
in
the building.
And under 21, $5. Tickets are online. Dobeezy, 2011, Hollywood Floss, Tim Woods, No Surprise, Kyle Hubbard, T2 the Ghetto Hippie, and Justice Allah. Basically, it's going down. Something serious.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
I'm going to have to take. All right, definitely. I'm going to have to take a deep breath for this next one. This is Montrose Winter Social, December the 3rd. 4 venues, Numbers, Mangoes, Avant Garden, Soul Purpose, and the acts are.
Wow.
Abstract Cannon, Amaret, Art Institute Limited, Bang Bangs, Buckamore, Buddha Love, Carnivorous, Daphne, something I can't pronounce, Featherface, Giant Battle Monster, Guilt Party, Hospital, Hash Brown, Hello Chief, Hollywood Floss, Iliad, Infinite Patches, Inzaghiro, John Doe, Major, Micro, Moths, Muhammad Ali, No Surprise, 100, Prey Cats, Papaya, Purple, Richie Rock, Rico Jones, Rivers, Ton P, 2011, Eugenius.
That's a lot of people.
That's a whole lot of people. December 3rd. For those of you, you know, who...
December
me and Hash
3rd.
May have just seemed a little distracted because a legend just entered the building.
Legend is in the building. ESG is in the building.
ESG's here. We're gonna talk to him a little bit here on the show. But definitely, so Speak 1 year anniversary. Like you said, if the rap mayor is gonna be there, you know it's official, like a ref with a whistle.
Hey,
and
you gotta come up and show love.
Now I have a segment on the show. I listen to music differently than most people.
Uh-huh.
I like to take 3 albums and just listen to them the whole week. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
And just circulate on them. I'm going to tell you what's been in my deck, all right?
Okay.
Then you tell me what you've been listening to. I'm listening, of course, we talked about earlier on the show, Lenny's Juke Joint.
Okay.
Jack Freeman. Unbelievable album.
Incredible.
This one came out August 31st. This was K. Reno's Day of the Storm.
Yeah. I still need to check that out.
It's a seriously lyrical record.
That dude is lyrically over my, like, he's just...
Did you see him at Flyfest?
Yeah, he's in a class of his own.
Oh my god, that performance changed my life. Like, no joke. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
He's in a league of his own,
right?
For real.
And then this is more of the mainstream record I've been jamming. Dropped officially today. I've been jamming it for a week, but it's Take Care.
Oh, wait a minute. You've been jamming it for a week, but it dropped today?
No, me and Drake are homies. I hit him up on the BBM.
Oh, he hit you? He gave you like a... Yeah. He gave you an advance?
Advance. Press copy.
Okay.
But no, anyway, but yeah, the Take Care record. Have you heard it?
I have heard it. Yeah.
Thoughts?
I've come to two conclusions about Drake. The first is his music is a guilty pleasure because, you know, I definitely get caught up in hip hop and because
you bought Thank Me Later.
Yeah, I did buy Thank Me Later. I don't think there will ever be an entire album of Drake that I will be into. And it's not a good thing and it's not really a bad thing either. It's just that I just know, like, I can't get a whole album from him. But the songs that I do like, I really, really like.
What songs on that record were you jamming?
I like Shot For Me. I think that's
that's
my
favorite
record.
I don't
know what it is. I just think it's incredible. You know what I'm saying? I like
it's incredible because he pulled some real G stuff.
Yeah,
he
like it's some Mac pimped out stuff going on that song. And I like it. It's just cool. It's just like, all right. If you just ignore the fact, okay, yeah, Drake is going to sing and rap. Like, if you don't like that, then just don't even bother listening to it.
Yeah, don't even jam
it. He's going to do both, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to get a little emotional from time to time. That's just who he is as an artist. So, but that song right there is player to me. I was just like, man, this is some player shit.
He name dropped the girl, Alicia Cadilla. Yeah. I know you're going to hear this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
So, that song, definitely Hell Yeah Fucking Right. With Wayne is dope. The Real Her, I don't really like his part, but I definitely will skip to hear Andre 3000.
When he said, listening to Adele, I feel you, baby. Someone like you, more like someone unlike you.
It's incredible.
That's why you're the
man.
Best.
He's one of the best ever. And definitely, Lord knows, Jesus Christ. Just Blaze.
Rick Ross.
Produced by Just Blaze. That beat is That's some of the best stuff I heard all year.
What do you think of production wise?
That beat makes me want to flip this couch over. This one right here, I'm serious. If you're just not a Drake fan, please just listen to that song because that beat is nuts.
He showed Houston love as he always does. He had Underground Kings was the name of one of his albums.
Yeah, definitely Drake. UGK. You know Drake. Houston is a special place for him, man. This is where he got his deal and everything like that. So, you know, I have an opinion about that. I wish there were more Houston. I wish it was more acceptable for Houston artists to shout out the Houston stuff, but it's a little bit more popular for people elsewhere to do it. But it is what it is. You know, he's giving love to our city. You can't really be mad at that.
I mean, a few people are mad though. Like there's people like him. There's people like ASAP Rocky.
It's a bracket is a little bit more into it's like his music kind of sounds.
It's like Houston. It's Houston by way of New York.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fat Tony for being on his record.
Yeah, definitely.
It's good look for, you know, the underground scene.
Hell yeah.
But there's another personal anecdote I got to throw out here. I've known you for a while.
3 years now.
Yeah. It's been
about,
a while.
Yeah,
it's been
2 years.
So, I mean, I was still in high school. I was like, I wasn't even a legal adult when I met you. That makes you sound a little weird.
Actually, you know what? You need to pause that whole conversation.
Pause.
Because this stuff with this Penn State and Sandusky and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This was strictly music people.
Yeah.
I don't like boys.
It's on some
you know what I'm saying? Not at all. Sandusky is a creep.
Yeah, that's weird.
But anyway, go ahead.
That's weird. But, you know, I met this guy named Kyle Hubbard, and then I met this dude who's in THEM named Thorogood Wordsmith.
Thorogood Wordsmith.
And we were like, you know what? We have to do a record together. Shay Serrano said that us three plus Paul Wall, that was the white rap renaissance in Houston.
The white rap renaissance.
So it only made sense for you to don the name on us, the Ritz.
And it's kind of interesting because how that came about, it was a conversation on Twitter about crackers. Not in the racial sense, but, you know, actual crackers. And we were talking about what are the best crackers to eat. And I was like, the Ritz, you know. The Ritz are like the Mercedes-Benz of crackers.
Yeah.
So it was y'all should call yourselves the Ritz.
The Ritz. And I remember waking up to all those tweets. And Thorough texted me. He's like, the Ritz. See, that's all he said in the text. He was like, the Ritz. And I was like, what is that? He was like, that's the name. So right now, I want to get into the Ritz. This is This is a me, Thurgood Wordsmith, and Kyle Hubbard.
Shout out to the Ritz.
And the song is called "The Shit I'm On."
It's a short lived. You guys had the shortest career ever.
Yeah, one day.
It's like one song.
One song.
No project, just one song. That's it.
I wanted to do the project, but
I don't think they want to do it.
But they don't want to do the project. So you know what? I'm gonna stick to 2011.
All right, there you go.
I'm gonna stick to 2011. All right, I'm a genre blend. Yes, yeah, yes. This is The Shit I'm On, produced by DJ Corbay.
Nice.
Who did half of Kyle Hubbard's first project, the Tomorrow in Retrospect.
Dope record.
And so this is, you got it queued up for us? Yeah. All right, so this is The Shit I'm On by The Ritz, named by Hash Brown.
There you go.
Here it is. Localized Houston.
Similes on Ritalin, never be on Ritalin, cause I sink venom in my rhymes all night like Letterman. I am the MVP, so where be my Letterman? Tell you who I'm better than, hope the competition, needing no prescription cause I'm ill, chill, you just need to listen. Still I'm a coach, and I play college, got more flows than Bills and Gates wallet. You're acting like you really know. Life is a movie and you're just a cameo. You really need to, cause I'm the ish on the campus, bro. I'm known around Houston and at every spot you go. Whoa, you ain't know you're supposed to show us love. Staircase flow, cause we always stay one step above. Yeah, it's the Ritz like extends, yeah, we coming up. Brad GK, Hub and Thorough Good. What up? What up?
It's the shit I'm on. Shit I'm on.
Audio guaranteed to lift the audience.
Everybody talk shit, everybody criticize, but I don't entertain it though, I'm out here getting mine. I put that shit aside, homie, I'm legitimized. I got that liquid flow, it's solidified. And how's it my fault your lazy ass didn't grind? And why you mad at me for doing what you didn't try? Anyone who shit I'm on never spit a rhyme, and since they never had shine, they be little mine. Yeah, we'll consider just the payback. Question my drive, so you ask, get your lane checked. By the same cast, I'm a writer, not a fighter, but I ain't back. And this song, Steve Austin, when it goes though, all 316s be stone cold. Hey, you better get your season. Once up, creeping, nobody's sleeping.
The shit I'm on.
I short circuit the mic with the words of a sight. Using a verse so I can search for the purpose of life. I murder it like a burglar might due to a person that fights. Life is only lived once, and this shit ain't worth it twice. I don't break bread with fakes. I behead the snakes. They look me in my eye and try to reset the stakes. The game is mine with that multi-syllabical, super lyrical, miracle flow. You know it's all natural. So, no need for me to force it. On the MIC, I torch it. Fourth base of Beastie Men sent to join forces. K-Ups and Gilmore. Spill more skills that have been to the doors of the Fillmore. That's what I'm on the bill for. Plus, I'll bring them snow bunnies. Get a crunk like Little John. Fill a room and kill a song. That's the type of shit I'm on. Build a corner buzz while these critics pick and choose. The head cornerstone is the one that was refused.
For 800 years have I trained Jedi.
We'll be at tonight.
Sorry, girl. We're going to step out tonight.
I ain't the one for the fight and the cussing. All the arguments over dumb shit. I'm hitting the streets tonight with the home team. Me and my brothers, yeah, we going quail hunting. I ain't the one for the fight and the cussing. All the arguments over dumb shit. I'm hitting the streets tonight with the home team. Me and my brothers, yeah, we going quail hunting. Stepped in the spot, many birds in abundance. Different breeds in assortments. Spotted one at the bar, breast was enormous. Exotic peacocks, tail feathers, nice dancing upon it. Yeah, girl, if you got it, then please flaunt it. Goose in my system, please believe I'm being honest. Told her I'ma ride home on some strong shit. Hot route, solar mission, Dr. Knob, nasty nice shit, nigga. I ain't the one for the fight and the cussing. All the arguments over dumb shit. I'm hitting the streets tonight with the home team. Me and my brothers. brothers, yeah, we going quail hunting. I ain't the one for the fight and the cussing. All the arguments over dumb shit. I'm hitting the streets tonight with the whole team. Me and my brothers, yeah, we going quail hunting.
Doing my thing, Jedi on the wing. Going down in H-Town right now, Yao Ming. Operating undercover, love stings. Slinging arrow from my bow, that's a fling. One hype man plus one white man and one mic stand equals one night stands. Go ahead, do the math, it never fails. Jedi knocking down quail and I'm taking hotel.
I ain't the one for the fight and the cussing. All the arguments over dumb shit. I'm hitting the streets tonight with the home team. Me and my brothers, yeah, we going quail hunting. I ain't the one for the fight and the cussing. All the arguments over dumb shit. I'm hitting the streets tonight with the whole team. Me and my brothers, yeah, we going quail hunting.
Thurgood said he got one, yeah. Justin Prestige got one, yeah. Hollywood Floss, he got one, yeah. Johnny Dew said he got one, yeah. Kim Bonnick said he got one, yeah. Kid the Great said he got one, yeah. Rob J said he got one, yeah. E. Wood said he got one, yeah.
Well, Hudson.
Parents,
talk too much. Two cups to keep the ice cold. I ride foes and just swung on three white hoes. I shine hard, but you can see me through your blindfolds. With your eyes closed from a whole nother time zone. My mind gone like I just lost it last year. $250 for my polo, what you know by cashmere. I murder the track and skip bomb. I flow crazy like Vince Young. I wake up with my cake, we never break up. No Vince Vaughn. I'm back with it, no ad living. I just eat the track like fat women in a lag chilling. Sitting on leather. My pot not a purse, so I'm sipping on yellow. I'm getting my cheddar. Chasing those skis, I'm chasing my dough till I'm breaking my knees. With ice on the watch, that'll make time freeze. I'm as real as it getting you fake as IDs. I tell these hoes to hold up. Bitch, I'm about to pull up. I'm all about my bread, lettuce, and cheese like a cold cut. I swing on those who cross me, paint look glossy like a donut. With a swisher full of that Shrek, about to roll up that Fiona. Yeah, slow up, no slowing down. If you didn't know then, better know it now. That if you're whole around, you better hang it up. So many bitches on my dick, I gotta chain it up. I do the track so dirty that I stain it up. But when they talking about the best, who they bringing up? I better make all y'all the nigga lame and fuck. And I came to show the game that the game itself is dope bees. Okay, pass that motherfucking blunt. I'm just getting started. I ain't even high yet, nigga. Most of these niggas that say they hungry ain't doing shit that it take to eat. Just cause you might rap nice on the beat don't mean you ain't gotta be out in the streets. But a nigga like me ain't gon' preach. I'ma just show niggas I'm a straight go getter. Only 5'6", but ain't scared of no nigga. Still got more dough than a dope dealer. On the microphone, I'm a straight gorilla. Who you know iller than a kickback killer? No flow really, and I stack that Skrilla. Folks starting to call you boy the Black Mac Miller. No, I'm not a nigga, bitch. I'm that nigga with a flow so crazy would think I wrote it. And I've been a beast since birth. My first three words is bitch, I'm on it. Go tell Cody to roll the Jody. And go tell Dina when you see her, I will beat that pussy up. Just name a spot for me to meet her. And I'm cleaner than a steamer on the Stanley Streamer vacuum. I guess that be the reason he ho go nuts like a bag of cashews. Though busy, I am that dude. Body full of tattoos and his cup got me leaning like tennis shoes on a fat dude. And the day you think about going again, D-Rhymes will be a bad move. Cause I promise every verse I speak gonna be the shit. Like fast food, nigga. Get it? Shit like that. Never mind. And this is Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Fire coming out your radio daily. Flow 2 6 for 6. So I bear these tracks 8 below. It's crazy though. Your rappers run your mouth like it's brand cleats. I just bring the track, something you couldn't find in Desert E. Space City, who with me? Blast off, we gone. Killer no like Quilla, making legends. Now that MJ gone, bad precision, make collision. So I keep my mind on track. The future is ahead of me. I see no point in looking back. And I'm going to the days and they've been praising everything I'm saying. Everybody better understand. I ain't playing, I'm the man. Oh wait, when I get, when I go, everybody better know they don't come with the flow. What it sound like, whoa, other people on mobile, the grand that's doing 80 for the show. I'm making people move like Katrina aftermath. So get up out my way, I'm destroying all in my path. Legend in this game like Weeble with a tray before it. Hide this thing to coke, so go ahead, snort it.
Don't try to stop me, cause I'm on fire. In the clouds can't stop me, cause I know that I'm higher. And my swag is something. You know I'm ballin' to the maximum.
I'm a rapper with a backpack, never make a whack track, never do it half-ass, always do it to the max, always giving whiplash, never getting lashed back, and I run it for my team, Houston Texans halfback, and at half-mast, I will still stand over you, hate the scene, living dreams, only half as old as you, Space City is my team, and best believe we are the golden school, up all night, doing things we ain't supposed to do, and I stay posted. Something like a stampede, and I stay home fighting something like a can't be. And I got the hottest flows, and these I cannot bid you. They hotter than curry on Indian menus. And if I offend you, then I guess I'm vegan me. No one is as cocky or as arrogant as me. So I'm about to lose my mind. You got a couple niggas, and I got a couple dimes. You stuck in a pickle when I'm through, just fine. Just check my rhyme, I'm in my prime.
Don't try to stop me, cause I'm on fire in the clouds. Can't stop me, cause I know that I'm higher in my sweat. It's something that the world hasn't seen. You know I'm ballin' to the maximum. We going to the extreme.
Yeah, cause we show stopping, whole crowd rocking, we chart topping. Show me what you're working with. Life's amazing, all girls craving. Ask me how we do it. Yeah, because we ball.
I'm on fire. Clouds can't stop me, cause I know that I'm higher than I sweat. It's something that the world hasn't seen. You know I'm ballin' to the maximum, going to the extreme.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show with Hash Brown, Jedi Master.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still in the building.
He's still here.
Still here. They're both still here.
ESG is here too. We're about to hear from him in a minute. Yep. But I wanted to talk to you about, and you just heard Betty White by 2011.
Dope.
On Local Live, off our new record. I wanted to talk to you though. Break something. The 30th, right?
November 30th, man. Get your PayPals ready, get your iTunes cards ready, you know, Bandcamp, whatever. You know, I'm releasing it for, it's going to be for purchase and for a free download via blogs. There's going to be a bunch of blogs putting it up. So, but I'm definitely going to, you know, try to promote it. If you support my music, man, you know, cop it, man. It's worth it. You know what I'm saying? I put that much work into it. It's definitely worth buying.
Definitely.
In my opinion. But, you know, I got to let the people hear it first so they can decide.
I want to know two more things about this album.
Yeah.
First, title.
Break something is the meaning has changed, you know, since I first started. When I first started, I was just like, you know, frustrated about, I guess, where I was at, you know, and, you know, me wanting to further my career, and I kind of felt like there were some things working against me. But it really took on a bigger meaning, saying that it's not okay right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, as much as we've built up the Houston rap scene, and there's a lot of new artists and a lot of new everything, I'm still not satisfied. You know what I'm saying? From a personal standpoint, I feel like it could be a lot better than what it is. It's gotten better. But as far as like hip hop music in general, like, I feel like, you know, for the most part, some of the good music that has thought behind it doesn't get the same light as some of your, you know, your commercial stuff. And that's always going to happen. But basically, tying all that in, and then definitely being from Houston, you know what I'm saying? My trials and tribulations as an artist in Houston, you know, we can talk all day about how many doors have been shut in my face. So the idea was, let's break something. Let's break what we have right now. Let's break it down completely. Let's destroy it completely, and let's rebuild it to make it better than what it was before. So that's kind of like the theme of the album, you know, and it goes through that. Like, there's a lot of aggressive joints on there. There's a lot of reflective joints. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of personal stuff that I talk about me on the record. But at the very end, it ends on a hopeful note that things could get better. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully it helps somebody that's going through something right now, that there's always a upswing. You know what I'm saying? You have your peaks and your valleys. You know, some people are going through a valley right now, but there's going to be another peak. And I kind of feel that way about everything, about my career, about Houston, about hip hop. I feel hopeful about everything. So that's pretty much what it's about.
And then the last question I have for you is, what do you want people to take away from this? You've worked two long, hard years on this project. What do you want people to say when they finish listening to Break Something?
I want them to say that it's one of the best rap albums that they've heard, period.
And not just Houston.
Not restricted to Houston or Texas or anything. No labels. It's one of the best rap albums they've heard, period. That's what I want people to say. If they don't agree, then that's cool, too. But that's what I would like people to walk away from it. And I would like people to enjoy it because it sounds different. Nothing sounds like it. And that's kind of like why I've been quietly confident with recording it for so long.
Yeah.
That no one from Houston's making music like this, at least that I've heard, you know what I'm saying? Or the selection of production that I have, it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not different for the sake of being weird. It's just, it's not soul. It's not, there's some soul in there, but not a lot. There's a lot of rock and funk on there. It's just, you know, it's my natural progression. I'm into a lot of different music, so naturally I'm just going to want to sound different.
Your ringback tone a while back was Black Hole Sun.
Oh, yeah.
I was tripped out by that.
Yeah, man.
So definitely. Well, anything you just want to say? Any shout outs? Anything?
Man, shout out to everybody nominated tonight, man. I think that's a beautiful thing. There's a lot more hip hop acts nominated in different categories this year than years past. And shout out to them. Shout out to Local Live Houston. You know, this is a wonderful outlet. I will always support this outlet, man. Since day one, it's been something that supported my music. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna give that support back. You know, and anybody else listening, you know, support the people that support you. You know, don't always reach for people that's not gonna reach back. So.
Definitely. Well, thank you for that. You know, once again, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
Break
me.
Break Something
man.
Is 11:30.
November 30th, man.
Definitely. And, you know, I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's nominated tonight at the Houston Press Awards. Shout out to Hash Brown. Shout out to Floss for Best Songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Jack Freeman and Lelon and Fat Tony and, you know, the family, you know. Shout out to the Tato family, 2011 Young Dirty Over Everything. And we're going to turn over this interview to Big Ram and to ESG of the Screwed Up Click after this music break. Can we play some Jack Freeman to close the show out? Do we have any Jack Freeman up there? Not loaded. Well, just play us out here, Nick. Yeah, there you go. Degree of Difficulty off your
Relationship. Great song.
Great. Yeah, Thorogood and Dustin Prestige.
Hell yeah.
So here it is. Degree of Difficulty, Hash Brown, Relationship. Thank you once again, sir, for coming in.
Thank you for having me, man.
We're going to turn this interview over after this commercial break. Thank you.
It's like you want a girl when you want a girl, but when you don't want a girl, you want a girl that understands that. Too late, brother, cause you know y'all way past that. Even if you left her today, you bring your ass back.
You want the benefits and features with service, she's gonna keep you. Keep that phone charged on me, she been trying to reach you. Don't have no girls in the background, I have her own speaker. You better listen when she's speaking. She's out to train you, dog, break you in and correct your flaws. Do nice things like cook you fresh meals and wash your drawers. It's all a part of the plan for her not to lose a man when she's got a man. Damn, she said you can't hang out with that one cousin, cause all he wanna do is drink and smoke and smash something. So peep the writing on the wall, she even got you put the seat down in the stall. Control the finances, took your debit to the mall, trying to buy it all and cops you nothing. A few months in, went from bachelor to Mr. King to nothing. Runs your world and drives you insane. You lost all your game, goddamn, what a shame. It's like you want a girl when you want a girl, but when you don't want a girl, you want a girl that understands that. Too late, brother, cause you know y'all way past that. Even if you left her today, you bring your ass. It's back. Like you want a girl when you want a girl, but when you don't want a girl, you want a girl that understands that. Too late, brother, cause you
you know y'all way past that. Even if you left her today, you bring your ass back.
I wish that I could change. I wish that I could budge. I wish that I could learn to one day let go of this grudge. I wish that all my bitterness could turn itself to love. But this is what it is, and we are what it was. I never knew that love was such a chore to keep intact. In fact, I thought that love was just the way that we react to the person, place, or thing you truly do adore. The love I have for you is like a double-sided sword. Two steps forward, three steps back. Cause anytime I disagree with her, she thinks it's an attack. Try to understand and ask her to explain, but all she ever does is play these silly little games. Of course I'm feeling pain, especially my pride, but now I recognize that a Jekyll has a Hyde. Time for me to skate and put the brakes on the shit, cause I can't take any more relationship.
It's like, you want a girl when you want a girl, but when you don't want a girl, you want a girl that understands that. Too late, brother, cause you know y'all way past that. Even if you left her today, you bring your ass back.
Video hoes come and go, but the rapper remains. Many of hoes presto, but for that same fact, man, I could paint it like I'm Van Gogh. If three's a hoe down and two's the tango, one ring to do it all, girl, what's your angle? She lurking like the love below the belt where that girl would go high. She got so good since last time, it hurts to know. But every time that she come, believe I'm first to go. That bullshit, back and forth, boomerang principle. I'm not Teflon, but I put my heart forth. Expose myself to drunken shots like a dartboard. Running around the city, heavy tripping like it's parkour. But every single outpour of emotion, I go out more. I know you feel homes, and you could be my Jill Jones. Plus, what we had, I pretty much feel was still strong. She said she on to the next, but I hit her one worse. I told her I went back to the first, and that's what hurts. I said, baby, why you making this so difficult for me lately? You been making shit so hard for me to breathe, my lady. Sometimes I wish your ass would fucking leave. I said, baby, why you making shit so difficult for me?
Cause
Vanity Mop, Miss Vanity Fair. Baby girl, giving me the screw face. Time is moving just like a screw tape. Baby girl, rubbing the back of my taper. If she wasn't so witty, then I might have to date her. If she wasn't so crazy, then I might have to rape her. But she's into the risky, so I'ma have to tape her. Bondage tape, camera action. Her sounds are like fucking Cleopatra to the sounds of blackness. Or any award-winning actress. My voice the needle, her curve seems just to the fashion. To fashion, any textile I wish or imagine. Man, I love this girl with so much passion. Motion, take off her butt.
Baby, gotta take my time. Poem on the page, yeah, my heart already mine. Most of the cocoa butter, my favorite taste. Come together at midnight, Elmer's pace. Stick together.